Blessing, and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, my very special runaway podcast. I love it so much. I'm so joyful that you're here with me today, and we're going to talk about winning. Mm-hmm. Today is going to be about winning and what it takes to be a winner and how it feels when we win and what it's like to have winning just show up every day in our lives. So we're going to do an actual winning the lottery visualization today. So take all the stuff in the clouds and the junk that's sitting in your head about winning things like free money or free cars or free bicycles or free horses or anything that you've had about winning that has stopped you from winning because you put judgment around it. We're just going to clear away some of that stuff so that your life can have more winning in it if you so desire. If you don't desire to have a winning experience of life, you just could just stop now. Just turn this off, because really I'm looking at generating a lot of us having that sense of winning in our lives. And I'd like to have it be a collective win, that we all shift into this winning together, that we acknowledge the ability that each of us have, the capacity that each of us has to win. So, gosh, this brings up a lot of stuff. Can you see it? So one of the things that people can do when they're clearing a bunch of crap is to first just kind of take a pen or a pencil and write down all your judgments about winning. So we're going to say winning the lottery, because if we focus on something really, really, really big, we can clear some of the other stuff, the little underpinnings of stuff that may stop us from winning in life on a daily basis by clearing out some of the values and judgments around, for instance, like being a really big celebrity or having a really big lottery win. Okay, so that's what we're going to focus on today for the fun of it, and just kind of relax into it. Just breathe. I want to tell you a great story. My grandfather, I didn't know him very well. He died when I was really little, but he went to a baseball game, and I think it was late 1930s, and he won a car. He left the baseball game with a new car. Like, he actually won a car at a baseball game, right? So I'd say I have some winning in my genetic code, don't you? Just kind of picture yourself going to some kind of event and then leaving with some amazing win. Just picture that right now. Just kind of imagine yourself walking into, why don't we do that one just for fun, just because like it actually happened in my life. So let's walk into a stadium of some kind, and it can be a sporting event or a concert, and we get seated and we have a nice seat and the show's about to start and we're all comfortable and the show's going now and it's really good and we stand up and dance and we're really kind of excited about the show. And maybe it's a game or maybe it's a concert. Maybe it's a, just picture your own, please. And just picture now you're kind of lively and you're in a good place because you're maybe listening to someone you really enjoy listening to, or maybe your team's winning. Yeah, something like that. And just kind of get that sense of winning in your bones. Just feel it come up through the base of your butt and feel it come up into your body, that sense of winning. Like, you're already winning because you're at a place and you're happy and you're enjoying. Maybe it's even like a string quartet. I mean, I'm not sure what rocks your boat. It's your boat. It's not my boat. So just get into what makes you happy. I personally got to go see a concert this year. Flo Rida, one of my favorite artists. I had so much fun. I had third row seats, and seriously, we had some really fun eye contact going on. He even brought me up on stage and I danced with him. I'm not kidding you guys. He singled me out. It was crazy. Yeah, I even said to my daughter before the concert, I said, you know what, if we go, I was pretty sure we were going, but she was kind of iffy till the end. And I said, if you go with me, let's get up on stage and dance with them. And she's just like, what? And I go, yeah, let's just see if that can happen. And it did. So yeah. So now I want you to look at the number of your seat in this amphitheater or stadium and just get a number. Like mine was like, I think mine was like 3D or something like that. It was row 3 seat D or something like that, or row 3 seat I or something like that. So maybe you're row maybe your section 202, row F, seat 5. Just kind of picture something, guys, just to kind of like, where are you in the stadium? So are you in the nosebleed sections? Are you in the front row? Just kind of put yourself in the stadium now and give yourself a nice seat. I personally kind of like 50-yard line when I'm at a football game. So when I used to go to Stanford games, I always put myself at the 50-yard line. I like seeing all the action on both sides of the field. So go ahead and just, you're at some event and you're in a seat. Now I want you to look at the number of that seat. Now someone goes up to the microphone on the, they're somewhere, they're in the microphone booth, right? And they're like, I just have some news. And I want to tell you that we have sponsors for this event today. And the sponsor has decided to gift this amazing thing. And for some reason, it's showing up in my head, a Lamborghini. So I'm just going to roll with it since we're having fun. And we're recording. Luckily, my internet seems to be working for the moment in my rural community in Northern California where the internet doesn't always work. Okay, so we're going to just roll with it. And we're going to be giving away a Lamborghini today. And the audience is kind of like, holy crap, really? I didn't know that was going to happen. And let's just say, okay, everybody, I'd like to call out and then name in your head, name the seat. And you have the ticket. You didn't throw it away. You have the ticket stub that proves that's your seat. And just have them name your seat. And then you get to win whatever it is. And for me, it was a Lamborghini. That was interesting. My son will be very happy about that win. And okay, Erica, you have won a Lamborghini. How does that feel in your body? You know, for me, it just kind of feels fun. It doesn't feel super this or that. It just kind of feels light and easy. So just kind of picture something like that showing up. Awesome. And now we're going to do a little bit of pulling out the blockages that are keeping us from having winning just be a part of every single day. Figure someone is winning something probably around the clock, right? Is someone winning something right now? Yes. Is someone winning something right now? Yes. Nice. So why not be you? Okay. And why not ask for some more wins? Why not ask? So what are some of the things that come up when we say, I'm a winner? Well, possibly if you're winning at something, you've also lost. I played basketball for 25 years every day and I lost a lot. Like I'd play pickup games and we didn't always win. Although one day I remember it clearly, I think I was 49 and I got on a team and the guy picked the teams. There was a guy in the middle of the pickup and he would pick the teams. It was crazy. Now you could have your own team, but if you didn't, you just were in a group and you just got, and he stacked my team so well. I had a huge center. I had everybody on the team was, I think, 25, and I was like, you know, 50 or something. So I ran, and we won, and then we won, and then we won, until I was like a wet noodle. And I'm like, dudes, I gotta take a break. I gotta stop. And they're like, no, we're winning. Don't upset the balance. Even though I was the only girl in the room. So, but it's quite possible if you've tried to win before that you've lost. And it's possible that those losses got etched hard into your cellular memory. So when you say to yourself, I'm going to win today, does it come up with, oh, hell, I never win. Oh, I always lose. Yeah, right? Oh, I haven't won in a long time. Oh, blah, blah, blah. So just, I want you to look at the losses. One of my kids did a job interview recently and didn't get it. I'm like, honey, there's a better job for you around the corner. There's something better for you, okay? So every time I haven't got a job and I've applied for, I'm old. I've applied for jobs since I was 14. So there's been jobs I got that I didn't get, right? There's been interviews that I didn't get. So now take all the times that you didn't win. And really, we just relax into trusting that that is really what was going to give you the most beautiful experience in the long run for your life. Good. And then go ahead and allow winning a little bit more. Go ahead and allow losing. And now allow winning. Now allow losing. Now let's see a loss as a win. Let's see I didn't make that. I'm just going to pretend I played basketball that one day and my team lost and I had to get off the floor. And that meant I had to sit through all the other waiting teams. So it might be, if you've ever played pickup basketball, if there's 10 guys waiting, then you're on the third team. If there's 15 guys waiting, you're on the fourth team. Sometimes we'd have 20 guys waiting. And if you lost, man, you'd have to wait for four games before you could get back on. It was really painful. So painful in the sense of like not being able to run full court, which is what you want to do, right? So just look at the times you've lost now, but look at them differently. Like if you did lose, maybe it was time for you to stretch or relax or go and get on a treadmill where you could control, you don't have to wait and win. I'm purposely choosing something so flip and light. Like when I look back, like it mattered so much to me if I won, but it was such a crack up. It was like pick up basketball. Like who cares? But I cared. Like I wanted to win every single game. I was really competitive. Yeah. So many times have you been willing to lose? Have you been willing to just go full out and say, let the chips fall? I might lose. It's a really interesting topic today, isn't it? It just showed up for me to say, let's talk about winning and really putting winning into our future timeline. Now, what we're going to do now. So if you have more junk about winning, I think we should let go of a little more junk. So let's do this. Take a deep breath. And when you look at your, I want you to kind of body scan your body from like all the way down to the bottom of your heels, through your knees, through your butt, through your chest, through your heart, through your head. And if you had to pick one area that was blocking you winning, what was it? And straight out, mine said heart, which is fascinating because I don't normally connect heart and winning at all. Huh. So let's go. I'm just so curious about that. It's just heart. So where does it show up for you as a blockage? Is there anything that shows up in your body as a blockage for winning? And then just do some gentle clearing energy to that part of you. So for me, it showed up as heart. So I'm going to clear any blockages to winning that are sitting in my heart. And I think I'm getting like my dad and brother's energy, which is interesting. And maybe that's the win at all costs energy. So just take a deep breath. Just release. Okay, so in my house, this is really cool, you guys, and bizarre. Winning and love were inappropriately connected. So if my brother was winning, my dad gave him more love, I'm pretty sure. That's what I'm being shown. If I was winning, you know, it's really funny. There was a double standard in my house. So going back decades, and there was some weight put on the boy winning. That was a big deal. There wasn't quite as much weight put on me to win in sports, for instance, but it was to win in grades. I had to get A's. There was no tolerance for anything less than an A. It was just not allowed. Like, I don't think I get kicked out of the house, but it's that kind of energy. So any place where you had to win to get love, I wonder if I'm the only one with this. I can't be. This is clearing a lot of stuff. So go ahead and release any requirement to win to have love. Picture yourself losing something terribly and still having love. And if there's any men listening, there's actually some connectivities between having a job and keeping your woman. Because women, historically, just if we look back, you know, historically, wanted the men to have the job so that their family could eat, right? So they might kick the guy out if he was being worthless and not making money. So any place where you've tied winning and love, let's just relax that a little bit and know that you have love by being. There's love for you just by being on the planet. You don't have to win anything or lose anything or make anything or not make anything. Let's just chill out some of that connectivity between the heart and winning. It's interesting, right? And now let's go ahead and put the heart back into winning. So let's be wholehearted about winning without requiring winning to be loved. That's just cleaning up some judgment in that area. Okay. I also got a hit on winning and money. So let's say we can win and not have money. Maybe we win a race, or maybe we win contests, or maybe we win by writing a beautiful poem. Oh my gosh, I got a beautiful poetry book I get to publish next month. I'm so excited. I'm working on a poetry book for a client. She's been working on it. It's so going to be so beautiful. I'm so excited. She is too. We're so excited. You can tell. I'll share it with you when it comes out. So let's just relax. Very nice. Perfect. And now let's just bring winning back in. Bring winning back in. And now, okay, let's just clear one more just blanket clearing of anything that's stopping you from winning. Let's just say anything that's in your body that's blocking you from winning, anything that's in your cards that say that you were dealt when you got born, anything that's a vow of poverty. Let's just release that. Healing one more time. And let's just put winning into our timeline. So go ahead and relax. And picture a time in the future. So some people would do like tomorrow, and some people would do like, you know, 2025. So you can put any time in the future and just picture your timeline like a line in front of you. And then go ahead and just put a winning in your future. Just plant it. And you can win anything you want, whatever you want. We're just having fun here, right? So go ahead and put a planting of, let's just do a lottery ticket. So let's put a winning lottery ticket. It's winning. You can see it. It's kind of vibrant and excited. And it's really glad because it's going to be changing the world for the better. Yeah. And so go ahead and just picture that lottery ticket winning and put that in your timeline now. Just stick it in your timeline wherever you think it'd be appropriate. Nice. And now picture the winning happened. So whatever it was that you invited in, now I'd like you to put yourself the day after that and just picture yourself waking up on the day after this big win happened and just kind of tune into that sensation in your body that, oh my gosh, this is such great news. Like, wow, like I won a lottery. And just see what your body does. Just kind of pull your shoulders back, sit up straight, and ask your body, where does it feel it the most, the winning? And excuse me, this time for me, I got it in my gut. That was the happiest place when I won. Beautiful, right? So just picture that flowing through. Now just go through and flow healing energy all around you. And allow the winning and the healing and the winning and the healing. And just allow them to be sort of winning soup all around you. Just picture the healing. And just invite, as you go about your day today, just say, I wonder what I'm going to win. I wonder what I'm going to win next. I wonder what's going to be happening today that's a win. What can I win today? What could I describe as a win that happened yesterday? Oh my gosh, we had a party with, I don't know how many teenagers slept over last night in my house. I'm going to call it a win for my daughter because, holy moly, there are a lot of children here. Well, they're 16, 17, and 18, but still children to me. So what's a win? Just go ahead and, if you're up for it, start documenting wins every day. And just start saying, today I won because this person showed up in my life. Today I won. I took the time to go to church, if you love church. Today I won. My child smiled. Like, to me, that's a win. Today I won. I got to pet a horse. I got to pet a horse yesterday, you guys. It was a Clydesdale. It was a baby Clydesdale, 2-year-old. She was beautiful. She was really furry and muddy. And oh my gosh, she had the kindest beingness. It was beautiful. Let go. Let go. Let go. And step up into winning just a little bit more. Now, whatever it was that you gave yourself to win, guys, I want you to 10x that. Go ahead and 10x what you just won. Yeah, that, right? How much would the world change if you 10x that win? Whatever it was that you gave yourself in our winning, go ahead and put that now in your timeline. Yeah, that. It's crazy, right? Now, how much would the world change? Oh, how much will the world change when this shows up? A lot or little? And as you go about your day to day, just know inside you're a winner. You're a winner to me. Just wake up that inside winning of you. Believe in yourself just a little bit more. Thank you for listening today. That ended up beautiful. I really appreciate you. I know you're listening. I'm so excited. I'm going to keep making these shows every Thursday so you can keep hanging out. This is Erica Glessing, and this is Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. Thank you for coming.